The man sets down at his desk to write a letter. And this is not going to be an easy letter to write. Although it's personal, it will not be a personal letter. He's writing it with his associates. And it's not a friendly correspondence. Matter of fact, there's a good chance that it will dissolve all goodwill between the parties. As he struggles with the words, he knows that the language must be as poignant as it is elegant. And so the letter begins. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare that the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so the birth of freedom came with great words. Founding fathers knew that the fight against tyranny required more than great words. The Declaration of Independence would be merely faded ink on yellowed parchment if action had not been backed up, those words. And that's why the 56 patriots who signed their names under those great words 247 years ago did so with, I quote, with a firm reliance on divine providence. And so they pledged to one another their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. The securing of freedom came with great resolve and sacrifice. But even greater words were spoken more than almost 2,000 years ago before that, when Jesus declared to his own hometown that he was going to set the world free. He said in Luke 4:18-19, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has appointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus' words of liberty, recovery, and freedom were not for himself, but it was for us. For over 3 years, Jesus proclaimed that the kingdom of God was at hand, and most hung on his words because no one had ever spoke like Jesus before. Not all appreciated his words, though, and knowing that he was going to be brutally killed and treated for the words that he spoke, Luke says that Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Nothing would prevent Jesus from securing true and enduring freedom for all of us. Matthew records in 20 verses 18 and 19, Jesus' words when he says, "Look, we're going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and to the experts of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be flogged, mocked and flogged severely and crucified. Yet on the third day, he will be raised." Jesus acted on his words with great resolve. Jesus sacrificed his own life on the cross as payment for the penalty of our sins. Jesus won our independence from Satan's tyranny of sin in our lives. So as we gather around this table, if you will, this table of independence, let us be mindful and thankful that Jesus not only declared freedom from sin, and from spiritual death, but he resolutely secured freedom for us as well. Father, we come before you, thanking you, not just for Jesus' words, but for his actions. And Father, for not just his willingness, but his resolve and his desire to suffer as payment for us. Father, we know that it is our sin that held him on that cross. It is our failures and our faults that caused the lashes and the pain. And so, Father, as we come to remember him on this day, may our minds be focused upon him. And Father, as we partake of these emblems, we ask that as we eat of the bread, we will remember the body of Jesus that was so ill-treated and abused. And as we drink of this cup, may we remember the blood that poured out from the entirety of his body, Father, as atonement for our sin. Father, we thank you for your love and your kindness and for your plan, even at the cost of your own Son. We thank you for Jesus. For it's in his holy name we pray.